the film, you were asked about your belief in God, and you said that it all depends upon one's definition of God.
Uh-huh.
You didn't believe in most of the conventional definitions.
Mm-hmm. The way that most people define God. Now, my question is, do you have any spiritual beliefs? I'm not going to ask you to believe in God. That's not really how I would phrase it, maybe. But do you have any specific spiritual beliefs? And if so, what is your definition of the sacred?
Well, I don't know if I can define it. I certainly do attempt to live according to spiritual principles.
Okay.
That's always the foundation of each and every day.
Okay.
But to define, I don't think it can. I think anything that I can define is not it.
Okay.
It has to be beyond my ability to define or understand. But I have experienced some things in my life that just forced me to believe in some sort of power, a creative power source, however you want to phrase it. I certainly have experienced that presence, and I have experienced what I consider the basic, so hard to use words to describe an ultra-dimensional thing, but what we would call love and concern.
Okay, but do you feel that that this thing that we find so difficult to give a name, like as Lao Tzu says, the Tao that can be named is not the true
Tao. That's
right. That's what I was thinking of when you said that just now. I'm very, very curious to get in your own words, without putting words in your mouth, this thing that we find so hard to define, is it something that just exists on a human level or on a profane level? Or is it something that, for lack of a better word, we could call extra mundane or spiritual? Do you believe in anything like that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I believe in something that is beyond this body.
Okay.
And beyond this physical world.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. That's always been the sense that I get from your writing. Well, let me just continue with that with my next question. Maybe this could bring something interesting out. When he was close to death, Henry Miller said that he did not believe in God in the first person singular, not as an I, but that he did believe in creation, which is very close, very similar to what you just said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say it rather than I.
Right. Well, I think he meant that, like, as you said in the film, that God was, for many people, was a sort of anthropomorphic creation.
Mm-hmm.
Miller was saying that he didn't believe in a singular being, but more
right.
of an it, like you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed in a previous print interview that you said that you felt that you were, I'm paraphrasing now, but you said that you felt that you were merely an agent, which is the word that you use, of the creative.
Mm-hmm.
Where then does it come from, and how is the artist's spiritual role different from the role that other?
Well, what do you mean? Play? Where does it? What?
Well, again,
what
I'm using it.
Where does this ultimate creative force come from?
No, I think here I'm asking you in the role of a writer, because I think you were
yeah.
talking about being a writer, and that
mm-hmm.
you know when you write, as we all feel, I think when we're suddenly inspired. There's something coming from beyond us.
All right. Well, beyond, I wouldn't say beyond.
Okay.
I would say absolutely within.
Within.
But I couldn't limit the depth of within.
Okay.
Because once you start getting within, you are in such a boundless, infinite universe. But it's important for me to say within because I don't think there's anything outside of me.
Okay. Okay. Are you a part of that big it with a capital I then?
I think we all are, yes.
We all are, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
See, which is interesting because obviously every second of every day people are being born, people are dying, which means whatever this it is changes. It's in constant change, constant flux. Yet, I wanna keep it still. And I think that's the source of so much of my problems, and I guess you could say the world's problems, is we're trying to control it instead of just surrendering to it.
Okay. Well, let me lead into my next question. Maybe we could, I think this sort of follows. You said that sometimes, quote, sometimes we have the absolute certainty that there's something inside us that's so hideous and monstrous that if we ever search it out, we won't be able to stand looking at it. But it's when we're willing to come face to face with that demon that we face the angel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in angels?
Well,
or how would you define them?
I'm just using.
Sure.
I'm using the vernacular here: demons, angels. But yeah, I do believe. See, again, angels is a tough word because it is so involved.
It's heavily loaded.
Organized religion and everything
right.
else.
Okay, let's pause.
Let me just say this: I do know absolutely from my experience. There are some kind of spiritual entities,
mm-hmm.
force, power, intelligence, that guide me through each and every day, as long as I'm willing to accept, recognize, and surrender to that guidance. It's always there.
Okay.
But there are times when I insist upon having my way. And
okay. Okay, so I think that's wonderful that you said that. I think that really gets very close to what I was trying to understand, which is that you do feel that there are extra human powers or forces that move through us. Is that
mm-hmm.
is that correct?
Yeah, but I suppose you could get right down to it and say, well, maybe they're not even extra human. Maybe they're ultra human. Who knows?
Yes. Okay.
But there are definitely things that aren't necessarily walking around in a body like mine that. And I believe they're sort of everywhere. I mean, I can't, you know, where can you look where you're not looking in the direction of God, so to speak?
Right.
Where do I go where I'm not surrounded by air and all these little molecules and atoms and all that kind of stuff that's there?
Right.
It's just there.
Okay. That might be a wonderful segue into a question that I was going to ask you further down the line. Because it makes me think of Psalm 16, what you just said. You know, your piece, Psalm 16?
Okay. I was thinking of David's.
Okay.
I couldn't remember 16.
Okay. So this was further, I'm going to jump ahead here. But my question was, are good and evil two sides of the same face of God? I'm remembering your stunning piece, Psalm 16, in which you excoriate God, and all that occurs, quote, in your name, in your fucking myriad of names. By the way, it's such a beautiful line. And on the other hand, you sing at the end of that psalm, I said to the almond tree, speak to me of God, and the almond tree blossoms.
Precisely. One of the things I like about, I get chills thinking about it. One of the things I like about that psalm is that it appears that the narrator doesn't know what he's doing or what he's saying.
Okay.
He doesn't realize that he's defeating his own argument, so to speak.
Okay. Okay.
That's one of the things I like about it.
Okay, it's an amazing piece. It's an amazing piece. I'm sorry, were you going to say something else?
Well, yes, the thing is that both the face of God, again, that really personalizes it, doesn't it, when we say the face of God. Mm-hmm. And then that gets us back to that Henry Miller thing and
right.
so forth from the beginning.
Right.
So I don't think that they're both two different faces of God. I think
right.
what it is good and evil is simply my perception of something at the moment.
Wow, okay. Okay. Okay, but then again, do you believe in evil as an independent and autonomous force that acts within us or against us? Or is evil, as the church sometimes has defined it, merely the absence of good?
Well, I just don't seem to be capable of believing in this evil as some separate, distinct power within itself. Mm. I guess I'm just not a Southern Baptist or a fundamentalist.
Okay.
I don't seem to be capable of believing in it myself. Somehow. I can't conceive from my experience how this force of evil can exist without the force of love being right there.
Right. That's for some reason, that's a big part of you know, what I wanted this interview to be about, and what I wanted to ask you about, because when I read through your books, there is, you know, omnipresent, the term and the image and the notion of the demon. And in this world of duality, the question naturally would be, well, what's the counterpoint of the demon? Which is why I asked about the angels.
Yeah, well, actually the counterpoint is love.
Is love?
Yeah, as I understand it, there's only two emotions a human being can experience, love or fear. Mm-hmm. And when you're in a state of love, you can't think of trying to get anything. You're incapable of thinking that way. You just seem to experience the perfection of creation and want to do what you can to make everyone comfortable. Or just give away whatever you have. Mm-hmm. When I talk about giving away, I'm not talking about my clothes and my house. I'm from within me. You know, try and comfort people. So if I'm coming from any place else, I'm coming from fear, and fear takes many, many, many forms to be effective. Mm-hmm. All kinds of forms. Mm-hmm. So if I'm facing the demon of fear, love is always available, but what I have to do is be willing to surrender to it, surrender my ideas of what is right, what is wrong, and all those dreadful judgments that keep us in turmoil and ignorance and misery.
Are the demons then merely like what Jung would call autonomous complexes? Are they things that are just below our consciousness, that are just pulling us in the wrong direction, that have been formed by past experiences?
I really couldn't say. I don't know if it's formed by past experiences. I mean, because then, if you say past experiences, now we're getting into reincarnation.
Well, I actually meant because, in this lifetime, but...
Well, no, I don't think so. It seems to be something else. I mean, then how would you explain Mozart?
I think Mozart, like you, is an example of someone with who has the gods moving through him, and his religion was creation.
Yeah, and at 3 years old, he's writing music.
Right.
I mean,
I completely agree with you, yeah.
You know, it's just, so I don't know. How about the accident of birth?